Sometimes that's okay, DeMarco, to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Just keep track.
I wish you guys were in this room.
0-0-14-0.
It's amazing what Mace does say in the breaks when I'm in the room. He gets excited.
Oh, my God.
He
yes.
goes places that people don't think he'd ever go.
Yep. I need you to drink on Thursday. I need more of this. This is awesome.
Don't forget opening day at Clearman's Galley in San Gabriel. Thanks to our friends at Corona Extra. Real quick, I'm jumping in just to tell you this.
Yeah.
So are you guys familiar with PMS Photoshop Bandit on Twitter and social media?
No.
Our friends at Petros & Money.
Okay, yeah.
They have a listener that runs this site or runs this account.
Okay.
And they basically, he will Photoshop Petros Money and their producer Tim Kaitz's photo into anything.
Okay.
So they take like the State of the Union and Photoshop Petros' face, but they always work them in threes.
Right.
And it's very topical. It's very hilarious.
Okay, that's funny.
The great Beto Duran sent me this. Look at the one that they just, this is a compliment. So they took the picture of you, Ireland, and Pepe from Saturday
awesome.
Holding the Hall of Famer sign and put Petros Money and Tim Kaitz's face in
it. Fantastic.
And again, I know they're
awesome.
They're on the other radio station.
They can only dream about being around for 20
that's
years.
Awesome.
They're probably pretty, they're like 2007, 2006.
They're probably 15 years for sure,
no, definitely.
Right? They're the, I bet you they're the second longest running team in L.A.
Yeah.
Ireland and I now surpassed, what, didn't we? Blow by John and Ken.
Well, John, or no, Ken retired. Ken retired.
So that's over.
Yeah.
Kevin and Bean there ended.
They ended a while ago.
Mark and Brian.
Ended a while ago.
Ended a while ago.
Look at you. Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, exactly. On the Iron Throne.
So that's pretty cool.
That is very
cool.
Nice. Very cool. All right, so we're going to do a little 2 o'clock call of the day action. The Shohei thing is huge. About 45 minutes from now, he is going to speak at Dodger Stadium. We don't know exactly what he's going to say. You heard Fabian Ardaya from The Athletic speculated about it a little bit last hour. But what do you think went on? Let's go to Greg in L.A. Greg, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Happy Monday.
Thank you. You too.
Happy Monday.
Well, if you want to know what I honestly think happened,
yep.
Mr. Ohtani probably had his fingers on the dial a few times. How and so ever, you want to know what I feel about it?
Yes.
Don't care. I sincerely hope that Mr. eBay goes ahead and swallows those charges and takes the time. And if he doesn't want to, I'll slide. Oh, Shohei, my number? I'll take the charge.
He's taking the charge. Yeah.
And that's, we need rings, and that's all that matters right now. So
okay.
Look at you.
Whoever needs to go ahead and swallow that charge, do it, because that's all anyone cares
See?
About.
Right
we'll
there.
We'll find out what really happened in about 30 years.
That's how the University of Florida
that's a
keeps
great
Urban
call.
Meyer.
That is, honestly, that right. is probably what's happening. Because Ipe did come out and say Shohei doesn't know anything or didn't know anything about it.
He's going to take the charge.
He's taking the fall.
Who took the charge for Barry Bonds back in the day? Wasn't there a guy
Greg
that
Anderson stayed
in jail for him? Yeah, he took the charge. He's going to take the charge.
Who took the charge for Roger Clemens was that McNamee guy, right?
Yeah.
Brian McNamee.
Brian McNamee.
My God. Chris Carter got thrown out of the rookie symposium for telling the rookies that. If you get in trouble, have a fall guy.
Right.
Yeah. You don't go to jail. Send your fall guy to jail and get him out.
And by the and afterwards, you give him money.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Go do some time.
Taking
and
the charge.
I'm going to make a payment. Let's get one more in here. I like this. Jason and Downey. Jason, good afternoon.
Happy belated, Mace.
Thank you, man.
Mace, you're a little naive, man. I was calling Greg. I think Shohei did know. And let me tell you this. I was at the Ravine yesterday, and I went and bought a jersey because if Shohei did pay this dude's debt, Shohei is a real one, man. And Ipe is also a real one because if he does have a hand in it, he says, you know what, I'll take the fall. I got this. So this makes me love Shohei even more. And I just can't wait to see him on the field.
Okay, so you're hearing it firsthand.
Thank you very much.
You're hearing it firsthand, people selling their souls for championships.
Well, wait a minute.
Right there. The guy could be a crook.
He could be
a gambler.
Let's take it this way. Okay, let's accept the premise. Shohei knew. Okay. So tell me what's wrong with this as a scenario. His very close friend, the guy who's with him all the time, is all up in his business and vice versa, gets into a gambling hole. And he says to Shohei, dude, I need your help. And Shohei wires that money. Has Shohei committed a crime?
No, I don't think so. I think he helped out his friend.
I think according to Major League Baseball, he has committed a crime.
Because I'm not Major League Baseball.
You sent money, which is what it is. You sent money to a illegal bookmaker. At that point, you are breaking their rules.
Oh, I 100%. I think he might have broken a rule, but to me, I think he just helped out a friend.
But first and foremost, he broke a law.
See, okay,
if you break a law by wiring $4.5 million to a bookmaker.
It was 4.5 over time.
Fabian said over 2 months.
No, it was 2 months.
That's a lot of losing.
Yeah, no.
Still, it was still overtime. Said 2 months. It wasn't 4.
October, 5. November of last year.
Yeah, what were you betting on?
4.5.
What can you bet on in October? Football.
Oh, I don't know. What's going on in October?
Football, they have that, baseball.
They do have that thing called the World Series.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. No
way.
No baseball.
Because, you know, when you bet, you don't bet on the one sport that you know the best.
So he's betting on football then. What else is going on?
They claim he didn't. Well, he says he bet on international soccer.
Okay, I can see that.
And he bet basketball.
NBA.
NBA.
In college October.
Football. Yeah.
Why would you bet?
Oh, college football. That's another one.
There it is right there. Why would you bet in October for basketball?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pre-season? A little early, right? Yeah.
Yeah, preseason.
It's got to be football related or soccer. Yeah,
got to be. Well, we're going to find out something in about 40 minutes.
Crazy.
But if that's the case, let's say you're right and that he was just helping out a friend, just helping out Ipe. That now means that everything he said over the last 3-4 days, or his team has said over the last 3-4 days, is a big lie. Because they're saying that it was a massive theft, and they are stealing from him. So now you're changing the story again.
No, I'm suggesting that this is one scenario.
But if that is a scenario, you should have said that from the very beginning.
That's something he made up.
I'm just making this up. No. I'm not saying he's going to say it.
We're playing it out.
We're playing it out. If we're playing out what you are saying, then the story is being changed yet again if that's what happens.
Yeah.
If that is what ultimately comes out, it's another lie.
But to take Travis's point from earlier, raising the subject of Occam's razor, to me, the most obvious answer is Ipe stole this money.
But why is it the most obvious answer? To you, I'm curious.
Because I've seen people get cleaned out by business managers and associates all the time.
He
it happens.
He is not a business manager.
Sounds like he has
Doesn't he play a fuller role than just being a translator?
He's got to translate everything.
He's
right?
with him in every meeting.
Do you know that for sure, that he has access to his bank accounts?
No.
And that he did?
But you don't know that he doesn't.
No. Neither of us know one way or the other. But the fact of the matter
trying
is
trying to
that
corner you on
why,
that one.
I know. Well, you can, but I'm still going right back to you. It's if you are... Why are you giving your best friend translator access to your account? I have a lot of really good friends. I will never let them see my account. If I'm going to do that, it's going to go to a financial advisor, not my translator.
I just found this story from last year about Shohei and his interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara. Hang on. There's so many friggin' ads on this
Sounds
thing.
Like you want Ohtani to get caught there, Greg.
No, not at all.
I just want the truth to come out.
Yeah, I just want the truth
look
to come out.
You.
And if
see?
You look at it, from everything that I see, I want Shohei to be totally off everything, keep his integrity, be the best Dodger that he can possibly
be. No, you keep your integrity. The other callers are like, I could care less.
Oh, no.
I just want championships.
Well, of course I want championships. But
this guy could be the new Jimmy the Greek. You wouldn't care.
No, they wouldn't care. Yeah,
right. That's what I'm saying.
If you did something against baseball, if you bet on baseball, there's a lot of things that you just shouldn't happen.
Okay,
I want this to be all on Ipe.
I'm looking at an interview with some quotes from Shohei. Shohei said this about Ipe: "We're not friends or anything; just business partners."
Oh boy,
when was this?
February 4th, 2024.
We're not friends or anything, just business partners.
Wait,
okay.
He said that a month ago.
A month ago.
Yeah.
While they're
We're not friends or anything, just business partners. How did the friendship develop with Ipe? Tell us quickly about how that all evolved. And now it has to be you answering. He can interpret. He says, yeah, we're not friends or anything. We're just business partners. He laughs at his own joke. It's my first time standing in front of all the Dodger fans in my Dodger jersey. It's a great feeling. Let's see if he says anything else about Ipe. Shohei Ohtani's translator once spoke about how close people from the Dodgers star's life reach out to him for updates. That quote is out there. We're not friends or anything, just business partners.
Wow.
I've never seen that. That's interesting because he's with them. Because everything we've been talking about for the last week is that they're always together. They're the best of friends. They do everything together. They're in every meeting.
Well, yeah, I don't bail.
Unnamed Dodger said they have almost a spiritual connection.
Well, I don't bail out my business partners. I bail out friends who get in gambling debts, but I don't bail out business partners.
Right.
I cut ties with them.
But business partners might have access to your accounts.
I'm sure this guy has a lot of access.
It's a business partner.
Yes. Probably in his house. He's been everywhere, seen everything. He's that guy.
It's an interesting shift in thought. Yeah, that's...
I bet the happiest guy in L.A. is Dave Robbins.
Oh, Cody Liu just texted me. He said that was a joke at FanFest. That quote was a joke.
Oh.
Yeah, but we're not friends or anything, just business partners. Yeah, Shohei Ohtani drops hilarious assessment of his relationship with A.P. Mizuhara. Yeah,
so it's his friend.
He was joking. It's a friend. It's his buddy. They're very good friends.
You ever paid off a buddy's debt?
I mean, if I had the means to do it and they were in real trouble, I would.
Bar tab?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I would say I'll do it once.
Yeah.
Just once. Like, I've
bailed out. I will
out.
Help you out, yeah.
I bailed out four people, and three of them never paid me back. And I never expected to be paid back. Like, if you give somebody money, I never expect it to come back. It's always a nice surprise
if
it comes back.
I'm giving you money. You're right. Yeah.
My college roommate wanted to buy the Dairy Queen franchise for Toledo, Ohio. He borrowed some money from me. I thought, all right, good. You got restaurants and ice cream and all that stuff. And he ended up paying back a little bit at a time until it was completely paid back.
Nice.
About other people that just never even thought about it again.
Oh, yeah. We've all been robbed at some point. Yeah, exactly. Yes, man of integrity. Love it.
All right. Coming up next week, I actually do want to throw out this Wheel of Questions thing that I was going to do. We'll do that coming up next. In the meantime, oh, man, I have been. Saturday was obviously pickleball in the rain, but I was jonesing for some poker. And my favorite casino and the only place that I ever play is Commerce. And here's why. Commerce Casino Hotel, largest poker room in the world. That is certified, official, and real. And there's no better place to play in Southern California. There's always a seat for you at Commerce. Maybe even next to me. Maybe even this Sunday morning. Maybe even. Poker action never ends at Commerce. This year alone, the Commerce Casino will pay out over $20 million in jackpots, great food at Commerce, amazing staff, beautiful hotel rooms, daily tournaments. And, of course, the Commerce Casino and Hotel is the official home for Mandy's 3 this coming June. Commerce Casino, 6131 Telegraph Road in Commerce. For more information, visit commercecasino.com. That's commercecasino.com, and I will see you at the Commerce. Mesa in Ireland, DeMarco in for John, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thinking about the way I was.
Take the next verse. Go ahead.
Me.
I forgot it. What is it?
I don't know my Dua Lipa.
Come on.
I saw her on Saturday Night Live. She actually really good. Good dancer.
Really talented.
Really,
yeah.
Really good. Really good. So, all right. So
I hear new Madonna. That's what I heard. New Madonna. Maybe not. I hope not.
There is a new Madonna?
It would be her. They're saying she's the new Madonna.
Every time I see her, she looks like a new person.
Madonna?
Madonna.
Yeah,
it's like a moving target.
Yeah, I hope
every
not.
Time I see her, it's like,
no doubt.
What'd you do now?
Stop caring.
What's this look?
Right.
About me now.
The thing we almost went to see Madonna at the Forum.
Yeah.
But I hate the fact that the concert starts at 8 and she doesn't go on until 10:30.
I keep hearing about this.
That's
she's
ridiculous.
Notoriously
so
late.
So disrespectful.
Yeah.
Disrespectful.
You ever walked out on a show because of that? Like left? Hot tickets.
Because of that?
The act was late?
No, yeah. Once you're there, you're pot committed.
You're in
right?
there. Yeah, you have to be there.
You're in it.
Yep.
I wanted to throw one thing out there. 805 Raider tweeted this. What are the chances that Ohtani was misled as to what the money he was lending was for? Therefore, sent the cash willingly, thinking he was doing a friend a legitimate favor. Not sure even if I believe that, but it seems plausible. Yeah, so what if...
That's a horrible angle.
What if Ipe said... I'm having trouble. I need some cash. Shohei Ohtani says, absolutely, whatever you need. Ipe says, wire it here. Shohei wires it there, then finds out it's going into an illegal gambling operation.
Then he's not smart then. I hope that's not the case. I hope he's not easily duped. I hope he was robbed.
I do too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hope he wasn't just duped by a guy, his interpreter.
By the way, to me, if that's the answer, if that's the plausible answer, then you got duped by a really, really good friend that you thought was your closest friend. I would believe that.
Right.
But if you're saying that would be worse.
Yeah, because that makes
him stupid.
Ohtani look stupid. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Your friend comes to you and says, you're worth whatever bajillion
dollars.
You're worth
$30 billion.
And a guy comes to you and says, boy, I need $4.5 million
For what? That would be my first question. For what?
For Project X, whatever he says.
Project
for
X.
For my family, for my whatever it is. But he doesn't say it's for gambling.
I'm just giving you the money.
Right. You need $4.5 million to cover. I'm going to give you $4.5 million because I've got so much money.
I guess it's kind of the same thing. Either he robbed you and you didn't know, or he lied to you and you gave him the money and he paid this gambling debt. Either way. Yeah. Either way, I think it's just an honest mistake. You trusted the wrong guy.
Yeah.
Not the first athlete in the world that's trusted the wrong guy or wrong person.
I think the problem that's going on here is that he has already come out and said, or his people has come out and said, it was stolen from me. So that is no longer possible. That I helped my friend out because he told me this. That's no longer possible. We cannot use that excuse anymore.
Unbeknownst to Ohtani,
yeah,
he went in and took the money.
He is going with the route of I was stolen from. Massive theft is what was used.
Right.
So all these different things that we're coming up with, like, oh, this would be plausible. This is understandable. They don't matter.
Mace, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You ever been to like a rich person's house? You have rich friends?
I was at Michael Thompson's house.
You ever take something from their house without them knowing?
Michael Thompson.
Took some extra chicken parmesan, I think. I walked out of there with a big container of chicken parm.
Do you stole it from Michael?
No, Julie said, here, I have all this food. Take some food.
Oh, so she gave it to you.
She gave it to us.
A little bit different.
Little doggy bags.
You ever stole it from a friend, took something?
What? First of all, let me just ask
you. Silverware?
If I did, would I come on the air and say I stole stuff from a friend?
It could be 20 years ago.
I would never steal stuff from a friend.
Okay.
Now, my mom, on the other hand.
Really? That's what I mean. Okay. Have you, anybody, taken something from someone that has a lot of stuff? He won't miss it?
No.
An extra jersey? A football card?
What about hotel rooms? Do you take stuff from... We used to take towels.
There was one time.
My towels... my towels are like from every different hotel in the world.
Of course.
I mean, they want you to take those, though.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
See? You sound like the guy.
So the one thing that I...
He wanted me to take it.
He wanted me to take that $4.5 million. He wanted me to gamble. No, the only thing I ever took was from a roommate in college. Was a video game that I really, really liked. When I went home, I stole it because I was like, I want to play this at home.
You stole it?
I stole the video game.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like snowboarding.
You stole the whole game?
Yeah, no, I took the...
Like the cartridge or the whole system?
It was a CD.
You stole the game.
I stole the game.
Brian, what have you stolen?
Nothing I could think of. I don't know.
You stole.
I don't think.
Come on.
I don't think I've stolen.
You've stolen something.
I don't think I've stolen anything.
Have you taken like candy from the store?
No.
No. Yeah, not like a candy bar, like the, you know, the stuff, the bulk candy. I'll just take one candy corn.
No.
No? Never?
Who eats one candy corn, by the way?
I see people do it all the time.
One?
No?
A single candy corn?
They don't think that's stealing. There's a lot there. There's a ton there.
I don't think that counts as stealing. You're talking about walking out of somebody's house with the candlesticks or something.
Well, if you take something from the store without paying for it, technically that's stealing. Even though I'm saying the store has, there's a lot, they're not going to miss it. Kind of like this guy and his money.
I was never big on shoplifting.
Ever.
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 Even as a little kid, never. I had this like drilled into my be a good boy, be a good boy, be a good boy. I was always trying to be a good boy.
Always.
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was the good boy.
But everybody, you know, runs afoul of the law or the rules every now and then.
The order was my brother, if he stole one, he had to steal one for me too. My brother was a big shoplifter.
So you don't steal, you just out people that do.
Correct. Correct. My mom has a whole set of steak knives that she got from a restaurant that she took over a period of time.
See? And what's her rationale?
I've done stuff like
Have
that.
Have you done that?
Yeah. See? There you go. That's technically stealing. What were you thinking? See?
Little ramekins or whatever those things are called. Oh, I take those all the time.
They've got plenty, right?
My grandmothers sometimes take the salt and pepper shakers.
If they have a cool design, you know.
They've got plenty. They're not going to miss them.
And a whole purse full of rolls.
There you go. Yeah. See? There you go. Everybody's done this.
Yeah, but I have not.
I don't believe you, though.
I
believe
I'm
everything
not,
you say except for that.
I am not a thief. I am not.
I think you've stolen something at some point in your life.
Okay. up to debate. So I want to throw this at you. You know, I have really good seats for Rams games.
Yeah.
As you know, they're very close to the 50-yard line.
Yeah.
I'm super psyched, and they're expensive, but it's completely worth it because I love the Rams. So the Arizona Cardinals are building luxury casitas. And I think we have those at SoFi Stadium. Those ground floor.
Ground level clubs.
Club seats, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So they're building these casitas, and there's valet parking, a VIP entrance, unlimited food and beverage, access to a private garden. And here's the question. If you had that as a possibility, sitting on the field, at a party, free food and drink, valet parking, and exclusive valet or VIP entrance, would you rather have that or two seats at the 50-yard line?
I'd rather have two seats at the 50, especially if I was in Arizona. At SoFi, I don't think it matters because of that big Oculus.
The big Oculus,
you can
yeah.
see the game from anywhere. But in Arizona, really, you're going to have those field-level suites, and they've got end zone boards. So at some point, you're going to miss the game.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to see. That's not going to be a whole lot of fun.
Bergman, what about you? It's a luxury casita, valet parking, VIP entrance, unlimited food and beverage, private garden, all that stuff, or two seats at the 50-yard line. You hate going to NFL games. So you're a bad person to answer.
I mean, I am a bad person to answer. It's not that I hate going to the games. They're just long, and they're boring at times. There's a lot of downtime in a football game. I know. We've talked about this, DeMarco.
I'm learning more about you. Yeah. What are you talking about?
NFL of the four main sports, I'm including hockey. Football is the last one I would want to go.
Oh my God, that's unreal.
Including baseball, basketball.
Do we have
hockey.
To speak?
Yeah, I mean it is.
I mean
I like going.
It is a very weird take.
I like going. I just it's the fourth one. My fourth favorite.
It feels
to go
like
to.
The biggest of the big time to me. Like I would put
yes.
I would put
sure.
Rams
at
one.
Home.
Dodgers 2, Lakers 3,
Rams
Kings
one.
4. Yeah, I would put Rams.
Oh, okay. Okay, you're wrong with the Kings. Hockey is the best sport live, period.
So you'd
it
put them
matter.
Above the Lakers?
No, yes. I would rather
you'd
go to a hockey game
Lakers.
Than any other sport.
You'd put
them
3 over the Lakers.
Not.
Oh, he's crazy.
No.
Yeah.
No, we're talking about going to the
yeah.
event,
right.
not the
do,
team.
Do
not
the order. Do the order.
There's no argument.
Hockey
you're crazy.
Is the best sport live,
so you'd,
period.
So you'd see the Kings before you'd see any other sporting event?
I would go to a hockey game before I go to any of the.
Okay,
we're talking
next?
About just the sport and what's live.
Okay,
I would
not
go
teams.
Hockey, basketball, baseball, football.
That's unreal.
Do you have friends?
Yeah, I have a lot of
how
friends.
How many?
I mean, I can't count.
Are
them.
They all like? Do they all
327,000?
Do they think
they're
like
all
you
listening
think?
Right now?
Do they all
they're
agree
all
with you? Are you crazy? Really?
No, it's look,
hockey is fun. I'll give you that.
Hockey's fun.
Hockey's a blast.
Hockey is
I'll give you that.
Hockey's amazing.
A blast.
Yeah, hockey is fun.
I like
amazing.
Your list, but I would flop the Dodgers and Lakers. So football,
Lakers,
basketball. Hockey, then baseball.
See, baseball is a different kind of thing. Baseball, you're at a game, but you're also, you know, in the sun and you're
it's like
eating
golf.
And drinking.
Yeah.
And there's like a casual sort of nature to the whole. We're going on Sunday to see Dodgers-Cardinals. And that'll be the first time we get to see Shohei Ohtani, that I get to see Shohei Ohtani in person.
Up close.
I'm excited for that. I assume he's going to be available.
He's never going to be suspended. Come on. There's no way.
This
will be a footnote in his career.
Definitely not by Sunday.
Yeah. Greg hopes so, though.
When are you getting out there, Bergman?
Get out to where?
Dodger Stadium.
As soon as I can. I want to try probably by next week, maybe on the Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday game.
Right.
It goes
Cardinals,
Giants.
Yeah.
Giants. Yeah, Giants. I think I'll go see them.
Yeah.
Maybe try and figure out.
How much
out.
Do you spend at
see
the Dodgers?
Blake Snell.
Like, if you're going for a game, how much do you
not
spend?
Not you play them.
See, I don't drink at games.
Greg, you have a beer at baseball games.
100%. I got a Michelada.
Spend? What do you spend at the Dodgers?
They're expensive now.
Micheladas are like $25.
Yeah, they're like $25 for
$200 for a game? What about?
So we get the tickets. We used to get tickets here. We don't have them here anymore.
Yeah.
So I'd have to spend.
No, outside of ticket costs. Like, what are you spending there?
Get the food and everything. So if you put it all together, if it's me, I'm paying for the other person, it'll probably get over $100 easy.
$100 easy. Okay, what about the Rams?
It's awesome.
Really? Okay.
SoFi is very
outside
really
of
bad for the
they
food.
They hate SoFi.
The food is so bad.
How do you hate SoFi?
SoFi is beautiful.
Completely overrated.
What?
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful stadium.
I'm going to stop talking to you forever.
However, The food is not good. The parking is horrendous. And it's just not...
Is he bah humbug about everything?
No, I'm talking about wonderful baseball.
He is anti-SoFi, for
he's
sure.
Anti-SoFi.
So is Ireland, so is Brian.
Brian, are you anti-SoFi?
I wouldn't
say anti.
Okay, thank
you. But you think it's overrated?
Well, maybe a little.
There you go.
I don't know what to say.
I don't know either.
I don't know what to say.
I mean, I've been in stadiums all around the world, including Olympic State. I think SoFi is the greatest stadium I've ever been.
And you'd be correct, yes.
Now, I will say that, like, my situation involves unlimited food and beverages also.
Yeah, so
that's
you
what
have
you
the...
get when you're there. Okay, that's...
Mm-hmm. You have a different experience than those people.
Section. It's a different experience. Brian, I'll send you there one of the preseason games.
All right, sounds good.
I always have a loose pair during preseason because I don't go to any
preseason games.
Advantage
of that unlimited.
Yeah, I want to see that. I wanna see how the good people live.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Steal from him.
Coming up next for you, as we wait, Shohei Ohtani speaking at Dodger Stadium. I want to ask you, DeMarco, what is a swivel hip drop tackle? We'll do it coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. Like I should. What's going on, people? It is Monday. Some people say happy Monday. I do not. There's nothing happy about a Monday.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Absolutely.
Absolutely
not. You got to go through Monday to get to Friday.
No evidence of anything good coming from a Monday. So we're going to pick up the Shohei Ohtani press conference in just a couple of minutes, so make sure you're here for that. In the meantime, DeMarco, they made a new NFL rule today.
Yeah.
They are banning a particular type of tackle called the swivel hip drop tackle.
Yeah.
Explain. What is that?
Look, you've seen it 1,000 times before, like in pursuit. Say Cooper Kupp is running towards the sideline,
yep,
and the defender is beaten. Rams have outflanked him, so yep, he has no choice but to stick an arm out, grab the guy by the waist, and try to get him on the ground. So what winds up happening is you fall on the back of a guy's legs. It's a dangerous tackle. It happens. It's nothing you're trying to do. It's just what happens during the game.
Yeah.
So just like with targeting and whatnot, it's something that defenders are going to have to practice against and learn how to tackle better. That's just the way it is.
Yeah. I mean, with the rate of scoring in the NFL right now, I would imagine this only helps.
Yeah,
don't you think
scoring is down? Right?
Like, no, it's up.
I thought they were concerned about scoring.
No,
yeah,
no, up. Everybody's scoring. And I think that the difference is they keep legislating in favor of offensive players over defensive players, and this sounds like another example.
That's just the way it is.
Here's another way you can't tackle.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, it's dangerous because guys are getting hurt. The same thing with the horse collar.
I get the horse collar.
It's an extension of the horse collar. It's the same basic idea. When a guy is past you, you have no choice, and you spin around on him, and you wind up landing. Your body weight lands on his feet, on his ankles. You could break an ankle, twist an ankle, what have you. It's just a dangerous tackle.
Right.
So, one more thing you're not allowed to do as a defensive player. You're going to have to get better at this part.
By the way, I want to make a correction. You're absolutely right. Scoring was actually down.
Yeah.
The offenses were sputtering.
They're concerned about this, so it's weird. I don't think this has anything to do with the drop hip tackle or whatever you're calling it. But, yeah, they're concerned about scoring. But this, just like with targeting and guys getting hit across the middle, I thought it was impossible for a free safety to be able to go bang, bang, and put his head where he wants to. You know what I mean? Like, stay off the helmet of an offensive player.
Right.
I was wrong about that. It can be coached, and you can play as a safe player. So this is something defenses and defenders are going to have to work on. This is now outlawed. It's the law of the land. It's something you cannot do. They will flag you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they added some replay assistant.
Yeah, they're going to put up a replay. NFL will let replay assistant fix mistakes on roughing the passer and intentional grounding.
Thank God.
So there'll be like a quick review and a yes, that was roughing.
So let's say there's a roughing the passer call.
Yep.
The replay assistant in the booth will look at him and call down to the referee and say, that was the wrong call, and then they'll fix it.
Yeah, I mean, you can just put the game on TV and know the correct answer. You turn down the sound because Romo will be saying, I don't know, Jim.
I don't know, Jim. Can I get like right in the face, Jim?
Looks like a hip drop tackle.
You don't like Romo either?
No, can't stand
a lot of people hate Romo now. What happened? Did you used to like Romo and you hate him now?
I don't know, DeMarco.
He never did.
I disliked him from the very beginning.
From the minute.
From the very beginning.
How about you?
I liked him a lot at the very beginning. The first couple of years, I was like, this guy was great.
And now?
he talks so much and doesn't say anything.
Looks like
he doesn't say anything anymore.
Looks like he made the kitch, well, DeMarco.
So if you don't like, who do you like if you don't like?
I like
Romo?
Greg Olsen.
Oh, Greg Olsen's
Greg
fantastic.
Olsen's great.
I think Chris Collins.
Greg talks a lot too.
He talks, but he's
smart. He's prepared.
Smart, and he's telling you what is actually happening. He's not trying to guess. Oh, watch, they're gonna go do this, Jim.
Oh, yeah, Jim. Okay, this is funny. Romo used to be the guy, and now he's like the most hated.
I disliked him from the very beginning. Wow. I don't think he does his homework.
He also ruined the Super Bowl call.
Yeah, he ruined the Super Bowl call.
Yeah, he was. That was kind of messy.
Stepped all over.
Kind of bad.
I want to get a break in because we're going to go live to Dodger Stadium for the Shohei Ohtani press conference in just a minute here. In the meantime, I want to tell you about my partnership with the L.A. County Department of Mental Health. So we all had lots of people had fun weekends. Some people did not. Some people were depressed or you're anxious or you're overwhelmed or you're dreading work. You've got the Monday scaries, what they talk about, or you're having relationship stuff or whatever that is. Here's the thing. You got to talk to somebody. And if you don't have that person in your life that you feel like you can talk to, there is an emergency. I won't say emergency. There is a hotline you can call. Free emotional support, just to talk. Service referrals. You want to go find a psychologist, psychiatrist, counselor, something like that, or crisis counseling there. You can use their hotline number at 1-800-854-7771. That's 800-854-7771. You can visit their website, dmh.lacounty.gov. That's dmh.lacounty.gov. The LA County Department of Mental Health is all about hope and recovery and well-being. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, we're moments away from a press conference at Dodger Stadium. It is a media circus. We talked to Fabian Ardaya from The Athletic a little bit earlier. A massive amount of media is now at Dodger Stadium, and Shohei Ohtani expected to make a statement of some kind about Ipe Muzahara and the relationship and whether or not that money was stolen, the $4.5 million, or if Shohei knew he was wiring money to an illegal bookmaker. All that stuff is going to be addressed. And let's go live to Shohei Ohtani and a different translator
we'll
now.
To the statement. Let's take you out to L.A.
MLB Network.
Shohei's interpreter is Will Ireton, W-I-L-L-I-R-E-T-O-N. Would you see you not film this right now? On your cell phone, if that's possible. And after Shohei's done, we will not be taking questions. Thanks.
まず皆さん、来ていただいてありがとうございます。僕も話したかったので、嬉しく思ってますし、チームの関係者の皆さん、僕自身もそうですけど、ファンの皆さんもここ1週間ぐらいですかね、厳しい、1週間だと思うんですけども、メディアの皆さんも含めて、我慢とご理解をしていただいたのはすごくありがたいなと思っています。まず僕自身も信頼していた方の過ちというのを悲しくというかショックですし今はそういうふうに感じています。
Well, first of all, thank you very much for coming. I wanted to be here today to be able to talk. I'm sure it was very tough. It's been a tough week for fans and team officials, and I'm very grateful that the media has been patient in this process. Just on a personal note, I'm very saddened and shocked that someone who I'm trusted has done this.
現在進行中の調査もありますので、今日話せることにまず限りがあるというのもご理解いただきたいなということと、また今日ここに詳細をまとめた分かりやすく皆さんにお伝えするためにまとめたメモがありますのでそちらの方に従って何があったのかというのをまず説明させていただきたいなと思います。
So obviously today there's things that I'm limited in being able to talk about. I hope you understand. I do have a document in front of me that I will refer to that will detail what has happened.
まずはじめに、僕自身は、何かにかけたりとか、誰かに代わって、
You're hearing Shohei Ohtani at Dodger Stadium, courtesy MLB Network, as he addresses the story about the gambling that was involved with Ipe Muzahara, his translator. And again, courtesy MLB Network.
So I never bet on baseball or any other sports, or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf. And I have never
went through a bookmaker to bet on sports.
まあ本当に数日前まで、まあ彼が、そういうことをしていたっていうのも、まあ、全く知りませんでした。
Up until a couple of days ago, I didn't know that this was happening.
まあ結論から言うと、彼がまあ僕の、口座からお金を、盗んで、なおかつ、まあみんな僕の周りもそうですね。みんなに、まあ嘘をついていたっていうのが、まあ結論から言うとそういうことになります。
Just to kind of just go over the result. In conclusion, Ipe has been stealing money from my account and has told lies.
まあ、まず初めに言うと先週末、韓国ですね、僕の代理人に対してメディアの、方から、私が、僕のにですね、違法のブックメーカーから、僕が、関与しているのではないかというスポーツ博打に賭博について、関与しているのではないかという打診があり連絡がありました。
Last weekend in Korea, media has reached out to a representative in my camp, inquiring about my potential involvement in this sports betting.
で、一平さんは僕にこういった取材の依頼があるということをまず、僕には話していなかったし、僕の方にそういう連絡はまず来ていなかったということと、まず初めに代理人には、一平さんは僕と話して分かったのは、一平さんにではなく、某友人の借金の肩代わりとして、支払ったというふうに、僕の代理人も含めてみんなに話してました。
So, Ipe never revealed to me that there was this media inquiry, and to the representatives in my camp, Ipe told to the media and to my representatives that I, you know, on behalf of a friend, paid off debt.
でその翌日にさらに尋問で一平さんは、僕たちの代理人に対して、借金は自分のもの、つまり一平さん自身が作ったものだということを、説明しました。
Upon further questioning, it was revealed that it was actually in fact Ipe who was in debt.
でそれを僕が、まあ、肩代わりしたという話を、その時に代理人に話したそうです。
And told my representatives thatI was paying off those debt.
そしてこれらは全く、全てが嘘だったということですね。
And this all of this has been a complete lie.
一平さんは取材依頼のことも僕にはもちろん、その時伝えていなかったですし、代理人の人たちに対しても、僕はすでに彼と話して、彼と話してコミュニケーションを取っていたということを、嘘をついてました。
So Ipe, obviously lied about, you know,Basically, didn't tell me about the media inquiry. And then, その代表に対して、
うん、あの僕もそうだし、代表、チームもそうですね。
はい、
チームも、代理の人たちに対しても、まあ、つまり僕とコミュニケーションを取っていたっていうふうに嘘をついてました。
So Ipe has been telling everybody around that Ipe has been communicating with Shohei on all of this account to my representative, you know, to my representative, to the team.And that hasn't been true.
そして僕がこのギャンブルに関しての問題を初めて知ったのは、韓国での第一戦が終わった後に行われたチームミーティング、の時、あの試合の後のチームミーティングの時です。
The first time I knew about this gambling, Ipe's gambling was during the, after the first game when we had team meeting in the clubhouse.
まあ、そのミーティングで彼は全部英語で話していたので僕に通訳はもちろんついてその時ついていなくて、全て英語で話していたので、まあ、完全には理解できていなくて、まあ、なんとなくこういう内容だろうなっていうのはおそらくは、理解はできていましたけどなんとなく違和感をその時は感じていました。
So during the team meeting obviously Ipe was speaking English and I didn't have a translator on my side but even with that I kind of understood what was going on and started to feel that there was something amiss.
で、まあ、その時彼は、僕に対してホテルに帰った後で、2人で、より詳しいことを、2人で話したいので今は待ってくれというふうに言っていたので僕はまずその時は、ま、ホテルまで待つことにしてました。
Just prior to the meeting I was told by Ipe Hey let's talk one to one in the hotel after the meeting So I waited until then
で僕は一平さんがその時にギャンブル、あのミーティングの時にギャンブルの依存症だっていうのは僕はもちろん知らなかったですし、彼が借金をしていることもその時、そのミーティングの時はもちろん知りませんでした。
So up until that team meeting, I didn't know that Ipei had a gambling addiction and was in debt.
で僕は彼の借金返済にももちろん同意、その時も同意してませんし、物件会社に対して彼に送金をしてくれと頼んだことももちろん、許可したことももちろんないです。
And at that, obviously at that point, or I, and obviously I did not, never agreed to pay off the debt or, you know, make payments to the bookmaker.
で、まあ、その後試合後ホテルに、戻って一平さんと初めてそこで話をして、彼に巨額の借金があることをその時知りました。
And finally, when we went back to the hotel and talked one-to-one, that was when I was, when I found out that he had a massive debt.
で彼はその時私に、僕の口座を勝手に、僕の口座に勝手にアクセスして、ブックメーカーに送金していたということを僕に伝えました。
And it was revealed to me during that meeting that he, Ipei admitted that he was sending money, using my account to the bookmaker.
で、まあ、僕はやっぱりおかしい、これはおかしいなと思って、代理人にと話したいということで、代理人たちを呼んで、そこで話し合いました。
And at that moment, obviously, I was, it was an absurd thing that was happening, and I've contacted my representatives at that point.
でも話終わってこれを聞いて、僕の代理人もやっぱり彼に嘘をつかれていたということを初めて知って、すぐにドジャースの皆さんと、弁護士の人たちにその時に連絡しました。
So when my, when I was finally able to talk to my representatives, that's when my representatives found out that Ipei has been lying the whole time, and that's when I started contacting the Dodgers and my lawyers.
で、まあ、そのドジャースの皆さんも、代理の人たちも、その彼らもその時に初めてまた自分たちも嘘をつかれていたということをその時に知りました。
And the Dodgers and the lawyers at that moment found out also as well that they have been lied to.
そして僕が弁護士の人たちはこれは窃盗と詐欺のことなのでこれを警察の当局に引き渡すという報告をその時にしました。
My lawyers recommended that, you know, since this is theft and fraud, that, that we have the proper authorities handle this matter.
まあこれがそこまでの流れなので僕はもちろんスポーツ賭博にはもちろん関与していないですしブックメーカーにさっきも言いましたけど送金をしていたという事実は全く、ありません。
So, you know, in conclusion, I do want to make it clear that I never betted on sports or have willfully sent money to the bookmaker.
まあ正直あのショックというまあ言葉がまあ正しいとは思わないですし、まあそれ以上のこう、うまく言葉では表せないような、感覚でこの1週間ぐらいは。ずっと過ごしてきたので今はそれをまあ言葉にするのは、難しいなという思っています。
You know, to summarize how I'm feeling right now, I'm just beyond shocked. It's really hard to verbalize how I am feeling at this point.
まあただもうシーズンも本格的にスタートするので、ここからは弁護士の、方々にもお任せしますし僕自身も、警察当局の協力に全面的に協力したいなと思っています。
And the season's going to start, so I'm going to obviously let my lawyers handle matters from here on out, and I am completely assisting in all investigations that are taking place right now.
なので、まあ、気持ちを切り替えるのは難しいですけども、シーズンに向けて、またスタートしたいですし、今日まずお話できてよかったなとも思っているので、まあ、今日は質疑応答はこれが今お話しできるすべてなので質疑応答はしませんがこれからさらに進んでいくと思います。
You know, I'm looking forward to focusing on the season. I'm glad that we had this opportunity to talk. And I'm sure there will be continuing investigations moving forward.
以上です。ありがとうございました。
Thank you very much.
All right, there you have it. There is Shohei Ohtani addressing the story about the $4.5 million that was wired to an illegal bookmaker from Shohei Ohtani's account. And to summarize a little bit of what he said, DeMarcus here, you're listening to KSPN Los Angeles, a Good Karma Brand station. So to summarize kind of what he said he was shocked that someone he knows so well has done this. He said he has never bet on baseball and never went to a bookmaker to bet on sports. That Ipe has been stealing money from his account and has told lies. In Korea, the media inquired about potential involvement in sports betting, and Ipe told the media that I, on behalf of my friend, paid off the debt. So that was Ipe's story when the media inquired. It was revealed that Ipe was in debt, told his reps that I was paying off those debts. All of this was a complete lie. Ipe lied about the media inquiry. He'd been telling everyone that Ipe was communicating with Shohei. First time I knew of the gambling was after the first game in Korea, the team meeting in the clubhouse. Ipe speaking no English, no translator, was speaking English, but no translator. And Shohei felt like something was amiss. Prior to the meeting, he talked one-on-one. They later went back to the hotel, had a conversation, and he realized the depths of the problem that Ipe had. He says, I never agreed to make payments to the bookmaker. And at this moment, he never sent money using his account to the bookmaker. And his representatives found out that Ipe was lying and that there is theft, there is fraud, and authorities need to handle it.
Wow. Didn't he start by saying there's only so much I can say?
He did.
Then he said everything.
He did say a lot more than I expected him to say.
What's left to say? You said everything. The guy stole from me. I didn't bet on baseball. I didn't bet on sports.
I thought that was very well done by Shohei, and Will Ireton was the translation.
Will Ireton, okay.
Yeah, is the translator. And I thought that he sounded very, very convincing, and I fully believe everything you said. The way that he put it all together, it's now out there in public, and you have to just take him for what he's worth.
Well, that's his side.
That's his side. I mean, he's saying, and really, Ipe is not going against that. Really,
Ipe is not challenged.
He's not at all.
Well, now that Shohei has put it out there publicly, I bet there's going to be a response, some sort of answer, some sort of statement from the other side.
He's basically going with what Ipe said as well. I mean, Ipe was said he knew Shohei knew nothing about it, and really put him to the side. So, I mean, he talked for a long time and went from beginning to end and tried to hit every single point that we've been talking about. Like, where did this come from? How did you get into your money? How did you do all those
things? Why did that press conference happen? Why did he address ESPN? All that stuff.
He went into all of it, and he did a very good job of it. I'm with Shohei. I mean,
this is what... Again, this is, for me, Travis apparently used Occam's razor earlier, and I know it makes me sound super smart when I say it, so...
I like saying it, too.
I think it's Occam, I think it's Occam's razor is, he was really close to this guy, his translator got into his bank accounts, gambling, got into debt, used Shohei's money to pay off the debt, and didn't tell Shohei about it.
Isn't that the plot to, like, Rounders? You got in debt, and now you got to... use me to get out of it or something like that. Something like that, right?
He was trying to get out of debt.
He was trying to get
worm.
Out of debt by playing... Yeah,
so
Ipe
is Worm.
Playing,
right, so was,
by playing poker.
That was... Who are the actors
Matt
in
that? Damon.
Matt Damon.
And Edward Norton.
Edward Norton.
Yeah. So course, Ipe is Edward Norton. And Shohei is Matt Damon. Yeah.
What's interesting, he talked about how Ipe went to his advisors and told him, this is why I need the money, is to help pay off somebody else's debt. And it had turned out that it was Ipe's debt that he was paying, and he didn't even know. So, again, if we're looking for plausible...
You believe him now.
Yeah, I believe it, because if you're looking for plausible, Ipe going to his advisor in English, talking, translating to the advisors in English, said, hey, I need money for this.
Yep.
That's what Shohei, it was for. It was for him gambling.
Shohei doesn't speak any English?
Well, he has spoken English.
He does, but just like this.
Yeah.
You don't,
but this
things
is super
get
complex. You don't want to say...
Right.
It's not your first language, so
I
you
gotcha.
Don't want to say the wrong
How
things.
How shady. You start speaking English when you're supposed to be the guy's translator, and you're being shady about it. That's horrible. Yeah. That's terrible.
You don't want to lose anything in translation, so you speak the your native tongue so you can have your translators just say what you're saying, and that does not get misconstrued.
Wow. Brian, are you buying Shohei's story?
Yeah, I'm buying it. I agree. Everything he said, even I was trying to look at the beginning, he kind of looked, but then when he started talking about Ipe, like in his face, it kind of looked like it upset him. Kind of.
Well, he looked like
I want you on my jury.
He looked like his feelings were hurt.
Yeah, pretty.
He looks like a guy who trusted somebody and somebody abused that trust and stole $4.5 million.
That's what it seems like to me. Yeah. So, yeah, good statement. Like, that just surprised. It, like, there's only so much I can say. And then he goes and tells the whole story.
Now, the question is, does this just now go away?
No.
I don't think he's going to answer more questions about it.
He won't answer any more questions. My guess also is
he's going to answer baseball questions. That's it. Sure.
It depends on what they find.
That's why he ended it at the end and saying, the season is starting. I'm going to let my lawyers handle this.
Yeah.
And that's as far as he's going to go with it. He doesn't want to talk about this anymore.
Okay. You don't like guests, but I'll take the Ireland line. You don't like guests, but I think we should invite Ipe onto the show.
That would be awesome.
Why do you laugh?
Well, we can. I don't even know how to get in touch.
Would that
touch
not
with
be
him.
Fantastic?
That
well,
would be
go
awesome.
Through that bookmaker in the Valley.
Right. Bowers?
Go through Michael Bowers in the Valley. He's got eBay's number.
It's on speed dial. Be like, hey, you got Shohei money.
You got Shohei money. By the way, apparently that guy was telling people that he was getting money from Shohei. He was like advertising to promote
the bookmaker guy?
Yeah, the bookmaker's like, that Bowers guy's like, hey, I got Shohei Ohtani working with me.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's out there spreading it. All right, we'll go to break. I tell you, it's a fascinating friggin' story.
But I think, like you said, I think it's over. Where do you go from here?
Yeah, it's a very good question. It's a very good
over,
question.
Never over. This is going to go on for a long time.
This is going to keep going on. We'll continue to have this. All right, coming up next for you, it is going to be a really big week. Actually, it's been a big couple of weeks. Last week, we were at Pizza Hut on Friday. Travis and Sliwa were.
Correct.
We were out on remote on Thursday. We
Islands.
Did the, Islands. Then we did the show on, well, we didn't do a show, but we had the pickleball thing. Now, this week, we've got multiple shows that we're doing, including Thursday at Clearman's Galley, where John Ireland's not going to be there. DeMarco is, but I am being encouraged to drink.
Yes.
Yep.
I want to see you get hammered.
Can we talk about it next?
Yeah, we'll talk about it next. Mason Ireland, DeMarco's in for John, 710 ESPN.